Hello, my name is Steve Smith, and this is Rob Weber. Say hey, Webb.
What's going on, everybody? What's up, Smith?
I'm Smith, that's Webb, and we are the Wager Makers, and this is the Wager Maker Podcast. I want to thank everybody for joining us. You can check us out on Facebook at the Wager Makers Podcast, Twitter at the Wager Makers, and Instagram at the Wager Makers. And this is episode number 2 of the Wager Makers Podcast. We're here all the time to give you all your sports betting advice. That's football, baseball, basketball, whatever you can do to gamble on it, we're usually involved. So, how's things going, Webb?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Good. So now we finally got a game to talk about. All right. We got the NFL Hall of Fame game coming up shortly. So there's a lot of questions sometimes for years, people have asked, you know, what do you guys do for preseason? Is it worth betting on? Is it worth gambling on? You have any advice for the people with that?
That's a two-sided question. I'm going to answer it both sides of my mouth here. The answer, if you're a gambler, you gamble on it. But is there better things to do? Of course there is. But if you're a gambler, you gamble on it. So we're going to go through it. We're going to give you a couple of winners on it. And we're going to kick it off right.
Right. There's a couple things I like to look for when betting on preseason games. A couple things. I like when there's new coaches in town. I think sometimes they're trying to get something to prove, trying to change the dynamic in the locker room, get a winning mentality. It also helps take the GM and the fan base off your back a little bit. Even though it's a preseason game, if you're looking solid in preseason, if you're winning in preseason, it takes a little bit of the heat off, and the players can buy in a little more. Otherwise, also I like when you have young quarterbacks, believe it or not, in preseason, because especially high draft picks, because whether they're starting or not, I think they're going to get a good look. I think they're going to keep throwing the ball. They're going to want these guys to succeed in preseason. I'm just going to talk about that hits the box a little bit in this game coming up Thursday night. You got the Broncos have Joe Flacco. Obviously, he's going to be their veteran, their stopgap guy. I think he's not even playing Thursday night, but they also drafted Drew Lock in the early rounds, and I think they're looking for him to be the quarterback of the future. Now, they've already announced that Kevin Hogan is going to be starting, so Flacco is not playing at all. So I look for Drew Lock to play a whole lot in this game, probably the entire second half, and I think they're going to want to see what this kid can do. They're going to open it up. They're going to give him chances to do things. And not only that, but Kevin Hogan, if you look at him, he's a kid from Stanford, just a few years in the league. And he's got some legs too. So he's got a little bit of experience, but he's got some legs to him. And that helps out in preseason a lot too, because things break down in the preseason. Offensive lines stink. Wide receivers are running the wrong patterns. If you got a guy with a little bit of mobility back there, it helps out a lot. He can make plays, and Drew Lock can do that as well. So that's one of the things, that's a couple of the things that I look for when you're betting on preseason. Just the mentality of the team. You know, a team like the Saints, you know Drew Brees is not going to play. You know Sean Payton is not on the hot seat in any way. He's strictly evaluating talent. He's really trying to just get out of there without any injuries. And so that's kind of the things that I look for when I'm going with the preseason football. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, Webb, so this year's enshrinees, you see any guys? Obviously, they have some great players going in. Champ Bailey.
Yep. Champ's been a thorn in my side. He was a Redskin for a long time, but very good player. I liked him much more when he was on the Broncos, obviously, but he certainly deserving. Ed Reed as well, right? Another baller. Yep. It seems like these D-backs, the safety position in particular, is getting more and more love. So I'm a fan of Ed Reed. Definitely changed the position for me, and especially in our generation. So I'm happy for him as well.
Yep, no doubt. I think one of you old Jets players, Kevin Mawai, is on there as well.
Yeah, he was. There was a time I was actually a Jets season ticket holder there for a little while, and he was the center. Yeah, he was good, very good. I think he started in Seattle before that, but he was beyond solid for many years, and he was a real smart guy too. I think he was the Player Association president for a long time too, so I think that may help them, but he's certainly deserving.
Yep, it's a good class going. Is also Tony Gonzalez. I think in our lifetime, is probably the the best tight end, one of the best tight ends that we've seen play the game, but also Ty Law. This guy played both ways.
Yeah, it's timeless too. I mean, he's one of these guys that's played forever and ever, and Tony Gonzalez too. I mean, he seems like, you know, if you go back, how long was he on the Falcons? You don't even remember. That was his second go round. So, and that position's changed a lot as well, and got a lot more respect and more love as they gone. It is more of a one way position a little bit, in terms of less blocking, more receiving, but that doesn't diminish any of the accomplishments. And then my favorite, I guess, you know, Gil Brandt was the man. It's one of the names I heard when I was a kid, you know, running around with my Roger Staubach helmet on, and I heard Gil Brandt's name all the time. So I'm happy to see him get in there.
No doubt.
The Cowboy.
And I'll tell you, a lot of people don't pay much attention to the Hall of Fame game or to the Hall of Fame inductees. I got a confession to make. I love the Hall of Fame speeches. I watch them.
Really?
Oh, I do. I love them. I think a lot of these guys, you know, a lot of people take it for granted, the athletic ability of these guys to make it to the Hall of Fame. But there's a whole bunch of guys that have incredible athletic ability. I think the vast majority of the guys that get into the Hall of Fame, it takes a special person inside to get to that level where you're pushing. You know, there are a few that strictly are there on athletic ability, but man, the there's such a thin line between the guys that are the true greats and the guys that are just very good football players. When the guys that make it to the Hall of Fame, man, they got a special something inside that makes them tick. And a lot of times those Hall of Fame speeches, you can hear that in them. You know, I think some of the ones that stand out are LaDainian Tomlinson. Had a great one a couple years ago. I remember Chris Carter a couple years
ago.
Yeah,
that was the one I was going to mention.
Chris Carter, when he sat there and he pointed to, you know, his mom and said, "Stand up. You know, you're in the Hall. Yeah. Now you're in the Hall of Fame." He said, pointed to his high school coach. "Now you stand up. You're in the Hall of Fame." You know, he pointed out all the people that helped him get to that point. And I'll tell you, I'm a sap. I enjoy the Hall of Fame. I'm getting choked up now. I enjoy the Hall of Fame speeches. I can't help it.
Endearing. So,
Weber always slapped me down a size when I get sappy like that. He's like, shut the fuck up.
Don't worry, guys. There'll be no tears on this shit. Don't worry.
All right. Let's look at this game tomorrow night. We talked about some of the things we like when betting on preseason football, and I mentioned already that the Broncos have a few of those things in their favor. They have a new coach trying to make a statement. They have a veteran quarterback with nothing to prove, so he's going to kind of set on the side, and they're going to want to see if Drew Lock can be the number two guy, or if they have to stick with Kevin Hogan as the number two guy. They're going to have some questions at the quarterback position there, and they're going to let these guys air it out. And I think that's going to bode well for the Broncos, but we'll see what happens. The Falcons are kind of in my opinion, in a different boat. They got obviously a proven quarterback. I think Dan Quinn might be a little bit on the hot seat because of a rough year this year. Also, the Falcons were decimated with injuries last year, so I think they won't have too many of their front round guys playing. Neither a team will in this. They end up with five preseason games. If they play in a Hall of Fame game, nobody's going to be really playing their front line guys in this. But those are some of the things that we look for when betting on a preseason games. What's your take on this game, Webb?
I agree with a lot of what you said. I mean, you take a look at the line, it's telling you something as well. Broncos minus 2.5. I think you're right on Fangio, and it's got some stuff to prove. And even to that fan base, they're used to winning out there in Denver, and Elway as well, I'm sure, is getting pretty impatient, especially when a lot of this is pointing to him. So I think you're right with Locke and Hogan. Locke's a little bit of a riverboat gambler too. He's going to take shots one way or the other. He's kind of a cocky kid. So I think, you know, especially with the rules now with the pass interference, I think I'm leaning towards the Broncos, for the same reasons that you said. They do have a decent running game as well. And I do like those two backups. Now the Saints, Quinn has got to be on the hot seat. Excuse me, the Falcons. Quinn is on the hot seat even since that Super Bowl debacle, and having been to the Super Bowl too, they're a little bit of more of a veteran team. They're just looking to get out of this extra game just to get out of here with no injuries and just see who they got in terms of the backup. players as well, particularly the quarterback position. So I think it just means more, and it would mean it for Denver in many ways. So I'm thinking probably the Broncos minus the 2.5. And then, you know, when it comes to the total, everyone's like, yeah, we'll just throw something on the over. and I think that may work well just because of, you know, those kids in the Broncos are going to take their shots, good or bad. It's either going to be a completion, an interception, or a pass interference. So I think that all helps as well. And the first game Thursday night, I think we're going to be looking for some offense. The league itself can be looking for some offense. So I think that's where I'd be leaning on those two.
Yeah, I agree. I like the over also for the reasons you said. You know, throwing the ball can lead to points one way or another, but it's gonna lead to something. You know, especially yep. when you know right. a young guy throwing, you can kind of balance this bet out a little bit. It's preseason, so you got Denver. We're gonna go with the Denver minus the 2.5.
So,
and we're gonna go with the over. Why not? Over 34.
Nothing, you know, just get right it started. Now. Thursday night, why not?
Why not throw a little cash on that? You go the over and hope you lock those all around. Sometimes we might get a pick six, sometimes we might get a touchdown.
Yeah, one or the other. Yep.
Absolutely. All right, well, that's it. That's going to be our picks for episode number 2. And we're going to go from there. And hopefully you can join us next time at the Wager Makers Podcast. Again, if you have any questions, please send it to us at thewagermakers@gmail.com or Twitter at thewagermakers, Facebook, The Wager Makers Podcast. All right, say goodbye, Webb.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.